All right, it's 3:00. I'd like to call this meeting to order. So if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
At least I can turn around.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for these wonderful days we've been having. We'd like to have a little more moisture if you could bring it our way, but do enjoy living up here. We want to really put prayers out to our brother Alan Kleinman, who had to resign from the board due to some illnesses. Really thought he should open up that position, and appreciate that. I spoke with him. He's having quite the struggle, but wish him well, and our prayers go out to him. Lord, this is a special meeting. We thank everyone for taking the time to come out this afternoon to meet on this very special issue regarding funding. We know how important that is for us and to get our projects going. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's do a roll call. Larry?
Larry Bagshaw here.
Ray Headings, present.
George Gorkowski, present.
Tammy Albright, present.
Roger Childers, present.
All right.
This is Corey Elmer. This is Corey on the audio.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you're present.
I am present.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, we have a quorum. So we shall proceed with the meeting. First item on the agenda, when we had some openings for board positions, we had a number of candidates who had submitted applications. Those were reviewed. Corey was our most recent addition. And with Alan's departure, we had another opening. At that time, both Corey and Tom was here at the meeting. I contacted Tom this week, showed that there was still concern. His application was sent out for review to the board. I've not heard anything. So at this time, first of all, I guess I'd like to have Tom introduce himself and just briefly tell us a little about your desire to be a member of this board.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Tom Reske. I'm recently retired from the Valley. I have a home here in Pine. This is our permanent residence. I sold my business in the Valley. It was an electrical engineering firm. And I also had a construction company. I sold both businesses in the Valley. June 1st, they have recently rehired me as a consultant back to them. So I'm part-time an employee of the company that I founded some 20 plus years ago. I'm an electrical engineer by schooling. My engineering firm that I operated for some 20 plus years did primarily water and wastewater projects. So water districts, wastewater districts, municipalities, that was probably 85% of our total engineering services business that we performed. And the still company is doing very well now that I'm no longer there. A lot of good employees. But as I said, I've recently been hired back on a temporary basis to assist them on a couple of projects. I lived, prior to living here in Pine full-time, my wife and I lived in Fountain Hills, Arizona. I was on the sanitary board for the Fountain Hills Sanitary District for almost 19 years. I was chairman of the board four times. It was a rotating position. Mm-hmm. After plus 18 years, eventually comes back around to you again. And so I was chairman of the board for that district four times during my tenure on the Wastewater District Board. So I've got a lot of experience in municipality work, certainly a lot of experience in engineering for water and wastewater districts. So I figured I wanted to keep myself off the streets. So I needed something else to do. In addition to being a part-time employee of the firm that I founded, I'm also a high school sports referee, so I travel around the state doing high school sports refereeing. Don't think that'll be a problem. There may be some nights when if I'm appointed, I may not be here because I'll be in Holbrook or who knows where, Sholo or somewhere like that, doing a high school game. What else? Feel free to ask questions.
What sport did you ref?
Soccer.
Soccer, okay.
Just finished the soccer fall season, and the winter season's coming up here, so I'll be doing that as well, probably more than likely.
I had a good friend in basketball.
Oh, you did, yeah.
He's still doing it.
Yeah, I refereed soccer down the valley for almost 20 years. I did high school, I did club, I did college, I did quite a few different components of the game. So I enjoy that sport, although never played it a day in it in my life. originally from Fargo, North Dakota, went to school in Fargo, North Dakota, and we had hockey, and hockey. That was the only three sports we had up there.
Snowshoveling, too.
And snowshoveling, exactly. Yep.
So. I coached for 20 years.
Oh, you did?
And was always kind, soccer.
Oh, you did?
I was always kind to the referees.
Oh, yeah. Who did you coach for?
My son, I have three sons,
yeah.
And they all played in competitive, okay. And then club soccer.
Down in the valley?
Down in the valley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. We probably ran into each other.
And travel.
20 years, we probably ran into each other
probably.
Once or twice.
Travel all over the country at different tournaments, Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah.
All of them up in Nevada, back in Tennessee, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty avid soccer players.
Yeah.
And likewise, I never played, but I did play indoor.
Did you? Yeah.
For a couple of seasons, yeah. But decided I needed Lasix or something for my lungs, so they were not doing well running up and down that court.
Yeah.
So, Raleigh, I see you're on line.
He's muted. There he goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Just quick question, Tom. You said you've been hired back as a consultant.
Yes.
Is this a company that we currently do work with?
In fact, it is. Yeah, I failed to mention that.
Okay.
So. Quantum Engineering is a firm, Sharon, you know my son.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so anything involved with that, I will absolutely abstain from. I'll give input as best I can, but I have to abstain from any vote associated with giving that company, which I work for now part-time, any contract monies, I'll just abstain and back away.
And I guess, Raleigh, to that point, question, is there a conflict of interest?
No, there wouldn't be a conflict, but to the extent the board wants to ask for particular information, that's fine, but otherwise, just recusing himself on votes, obviously, and even making comments maybe without the board's request, I would advise as well, just again, to make sure that it's very clear that, not that this is
going to
happen, but I want anyone to view it as him influencing the board somehow.
Well, exactly, and that's why I bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I realize they're totally unrelated as far as his recently being hired back as a consultant. That's perfectly within his rights, and we don't want to forego a qualified candidate.
Okay. Well, thank you. And Tom, just.
The primary reason they hired me back was for my contractor's license. They're in the process of getting somebody else licensed in the firm to take over my license, which is an A license, which is the highest license in Arizona. But because of the projects they had ongoing, they needed somebody to have that license for those projects. So we came to a contractual agreement that I would be an employee of the company for the purposes of that license that I carry.
And Raleigh is our legal counsel, by the way.
I knew that, yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. I wasn't sure.
Yep.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions for Tom?
Nope. No. Sounds like you'd be a good addition. Welcome.
Hope I can make another 18 years out of it. don't know if I will.
But we certainly want to keep you off the streets of pot. It's dangerous up here at night. After 8 o'clock when everything closes, it's tricky.
Yeah.
It's tricky. So I guess in Wirt's point, I guess I would like to just take a poll on who recommend Tom becoming a member of our board. So at this time, if we could just go right down the line.
Right.
Aye to support. Aye.
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 Opposed? Corey, did I hear you?
You did not, but Corey says aye.
Okay. Corey says aye. Very good. Any opposed? No? Very good. Well then, welcome aboard, Tom. And Morgan just briefly stepped out for a parent conference. She's due back. She's a notary. So we'll get you sworn in before the end of the meeting. Hopefully.
Yeah.
If not, then
next time
you can come on the December 2nd meeting that we've called. So very good. All right. I don't recognize anyone online here from the general public for any unscheduled comments. Nope. Okay. Well, then let's move on. Okay, as far as old business, I really just want to take some time here, and the reason for the special meeting today is to discuss and take possible action regarding approving a resolution that will enable Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District to close the first two USDA loans. So Sharon, if you will, table's yours.
We had she just discovered the other day that we hadn't done this resolution, which is one of many for them. And so the attached resolution, I had it as one document, but you will see now that there are four different ones. And they all add up to this $24,027,000 and $1,095,000 for the well loan and the rest of it. The total is $25,036,500. The reason it's done in separate resolutions, there's four of them, is because that way we can close the loans separately. The regional office can't close anything over $10 million locally. They have to do it regional to somewhere else. So they broke out our funding into these four segments. So the first one is for the well, which you'll see the loan is $1,497,000. With a grant of $499,071. The next one is the $5,030,000 that is going to be used to pay off the existing Compass debt. And then there will be funds left for USDA costs that we're running into for program management, legal fees and stuff like that, since the engineering is already covered with the design loan. The next one is for $8 million. And the last one is for $9.5 million, and the last of our grant, which is $510,429. The $17.5 million is the loans that we have to get interim financing for that we're pursuing doing that with WIFA at the present time. That loan is in progress, I'm working on it, and should be submitted. However, it won't be on their agenda until February because their December was already closed. So at this time, these resolutions need to be voted on and signed by the chairman and the secretary. Or no, just the secretary in these. Yes, just the secretary.
Okay. Any questions for Sharon regarding these? No questions?
And we can vote on these all as one package, right? We don't have to vote on each one individually.
You can vote on them with that one motion.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now well, this has been a long time coming.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Sharon, for your continued work on all of these. So, a lot of money.
Yeah.
That you've received for us, and even the grant. It's really appreciated. Okay, so is there a motion to approve the USDA Form RD?
I have a motion to approve the form.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Corey?
Aye.
Very good. Opposed? No opposition? Motion passes. Well, yeah, I guess the only other comment would be if there is any new business, just be sure to get it to Larry before December 2nd. We have combined the November and December meeting, although today's meeting is really a November meeting, but in lieu of Thanksgiving and Christmas, decided to just do a December 2nd meeting.
Is that going to be at 4 or 3?
Is what?
4 or 3.
4 or 3 what?
4. At 4.
4, yeah.
Unless there's a reason for an executive session, that would be at 3, but
yeah.
I'm not aware.
We might have a need for a, what do we call it again?
Executive session?
No, I got to remember the terminology, so I'm correct. A meeting to discuss the metrics with the board. They call it a review or
you study have session.
Study session.
Study session.
Study session.
Okay.
Oh, so there may be a study session.
Yes.
There may be a study session.
Okay.
Do I have to hold off on adjourning until Morgan gets back or just?
Let me see if she's back.
Does that have to be done in a meeting or does it, is it something
could it be
she
done?
Could do?
I think she could swear him in. Riley, could, Riley?
Yeah.
Could Tom be sworn in outside of the meeting?
He should be sworn in. I mean, technically, probably, yeah, but it'd be better at the meeting.
Better
I've always just seen it done that way. Is that a good enough reason? I don't know.
Well, and we've always done it that way, too.
Yeah.
No, we're ready to adjourn. We honor her to swear in our board. I should have called her this morning. So. Well, we'll get him sworn in.
National Up Edge, get a parent-teacher conference, and my bad, I did not remind her this morning to do that, so or to be available. So then we will.
If you're okay with waiting till December, we'll.
That's all right with me.
Thank you, Tom.
Absolutely.
We've committed, so yeah. We will swear you in.
No worries.
On the 2nd. All right, so do I have a motion to adjourn?
My motion.
Okay, the first and the second. Therefore, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Raleigh.